October 16th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These last couple of days, I have spoken quite openly and bluntly concerning the diocesan relationship with this ecumenical ministry. Let there be no confusion now as to who the authority is over this ministry. It is me, your eternal Father. I did not establish this mission here in this diocese for earthly approvals, but because of the abuse of authority here. I speak of unresolved clergy misconduct and abuse of power over unsuspecting laity. I chose this area as it is the one most in need of heavenly guidance and intervention. My efforts were not spent on a show of anger, but in an attempt to support the laity in the tradition of faith. My efforts have been undermined and calumnized. I must continue to bring the truth into the world despite every rejection. While so much of what I give to the world here is misunderstood, there are souls far and near who accept my paternal efforts with open hearts. For that reason, my blessings will continue here for the sake of every open heart. I compare the unappreciation here to the unacceptance of so many towards my only begotten Son. Unfortunately, hearts sometimes do not recognize the obvious." A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 8. "Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.